You should not open up between them loy chayit, v'loy burski, v'loy melamde tenoikis. In other words, you're not allowed, if there is one of these there already, you should not rent out the house to somebody else to open up this, not to be a tailor there, v'loy burski, not a ten of loy melamde tenoikis, v'loy echod mi b'nei bali umnios. But let's say someone living there in the courtyard itself, we cannot stop him. We can only stop somebody else from outside to come in here to open up. But a neighbor that has the same rights as the first one, we don't stop him. He has a right to open up a store, even though his neighbor right next door has it also. Even to a neighbor also we have a right to stop you. So comes out, Rafuna goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Tanakama says no. When the two people have equal rights there, the second one has the right to open up the store, even though the first one has the store also. For it says, Pshitli, it's Pasha to me, that the Bar Masa, our Bar Masa Achriti, Motzi Makiv. The people from this city could stop somebody coming in from another city to open up the same type of a store that we have here already. The Shaykh Bekargo, Docho, let's say the second person though pays taxes in this city, then Le Motzi Makiv, then we cannot stop him. He's considered like a B'nai Mosa, he has the right to come here also and open up a store. Now, Bar Mavoya, Bar Mavoya, Dinavshe, Lemotzi Makiv. That's also Pshita. People living in the same courtyard, in the same alleyway, one cannot stop the other one from opening up. But Boy Rafuna, who had a shout like this? Pred Rabbi Yeshua. Bar Mavoya, a Bar Mavoya, Chrina, Mai. What's the luck of one? Bar Mavoya, one alleyway, one, people living in this alleyway wants to open up a store in the next one's alleyway. Can they stop him or not? In other words, here he lives in the same city. But maybe since it's on a different Mavoya, maybe yes, maybe no, there's a takeo. And Omar Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, Umoydi Rafuna b'mikra dardiki tloy motzi makif. Rafuna himself, even though he's machmir before by different stores, but by yeshiva he agrees that you have a right to open up his second yeshiva right next to the first one. The Yom Amar, we learned that Ezra Tikkun Lam Yisroel Shiyu Meshivim Seifer B'tzad Seifer. There should be such a thing that a yeshiva next to yeshiva. I v'neichesh do mosle shashuli. Let's be afraid. Maybe then one yeshiva will take it easy. They won't work so hard there. Amule, the answer is no. You should know the cloud by learning Torah is that kinas seiferim tar bechokma. The more of a kid, people are jealous of one another. It'll only make them learn more. Says Adarab, if you have two yeshivas, one next to another, they both have to work very good to make sure the yeshivas are good. Omer Rav Nachman Bra Yitzchok, Olmoydi Rafuna Bread of Yeshua, Baroich Lena Machzirim Bayoris, that somebody goes around selling perfume or jewelry, Tlemotzi Makiv, that you can't stop it from selling in this city, even though you have one there already. The Yom Amar Ezra Tikkun Lehem LeYisrael, Ezra made at the corner by Klal Yisrael, she Yoroichlin Machzirim Ayoris, that you'd have these people, the Roichlin, go around in the cities. Kedei Shiyu Tachshitim Mitzuyin LeBnei Yisrael, in order that ladies, the wives, should have jewelry, that should look nice in the eyes of the husband. But the Gemara says though, Bahani Miluem was this said, LeYadurei, if the person is going with the merchant, go around selling, he's going to go back to his own city. He's only coming here to pass through. But he wants to move in now, then we have a right to stop him. Since he's coming from another city, that's the luck of the people in this city have a right to stop him from opening up a store if he doesn't live in this city. But let's say he's a young Talmud Chacham, then even though he wants to come and settle here right now, also we do not stop him. He let him be Kaveya there, and we did not stop him. Look, Yilchasa. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Rabbonaninu, also the true Devigrasayu, that since the Tamir Rechomim, if we won't let them stay here, they'll be Mavata from the learning. Therefore, because of that, we have a right to let them, even to be Kaveya, to stay here. So this is a special takana by Rechlem over here. So we say, if he's a Talmud Chacham, then he even has a right to stay here. Mashenka, the luck is before we had about, if you want to open up a store next to your friend's store, there's no chilik, whether he's a Talmud Chacham or not. There it depends if you're from the same city or you're from a different city. As long as you live in the same city, you have right to open up another store even though it's in competition with the first one's store. Just if you're from a different city, then you're not allowed to. Mashenkin by yeshivas also, you are allowed to open up a yeshiva, one right next to another, because it is for Kina Seifrim Tar Bechokhma. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Chof Beis Amar Aleph. Again, last Shalabos we learned about the Reichlin, that he has the right to go around to cities to sell the perfume, to sell the makeup, but he can't say that he can't be Kaveya there. But again, the fifth one down, V'Surim Mirabonenu, but if the Reichel, the one that goes around selling the jewelry, is a Surim Rabbonin, somebody that learns Torah, then Afilu Lakvuyanami, even if he wants to come into your city, to be kavua, to stay, to live there, also he has a right to open up his store, like to sell his jewelry, even though he has somebody in the city already selling jewelry. Nimar says, ki ho like the Rava, like Rava was, shor lehu l'Rabbi Yashio, u'l'Rabbi, he let these two, tamich chomim, liyakvuye, to be kavua, to sit there, permanent, to stay there. The like yilchasa, even though it's not really like the halacha, because really the halacha is we have before, that a person in the same city is allowed to open up a second store next to the first one. Just somebody coming in new from another city, he's not allowed to. Here, even though they came from another city, but since they were Surim Midrabbonan, he let them be kaveya their store here. My time, what's the reason? Kivan the Rabbonan, you know, since the Rabbonan, the Tamir Chom, the learning Torah, is also Letir de Migrasayo. They'll be busy from their learning. Like if they can't stay here, the Rashi says, V'lav Urcheli Adurei, it's not normal for them to keep on going around. Therefore, we let them stay here, even Big Three, if they want to. Yeah. Now, Hanu Dikuloi. There were people that were selling baskets. So the IC Dikuloi Lebovel. They brought their baskets into Bovel. Is also B'nai Mosa. The people from the city came to complain. Komakvi Alavayu. They wanted to stop them from selling their baskets here. In other words, these are people that came from another city. And there are people here in the city already selling baskets. So they wanted to stop them from being able to sell their merchandise here. So also the kind of the Ravina, they came in front of Ravina. Omalu, he said like this, listen, Me Alma Osui, you're coming from another city, you don't live here. If so, Uliyama Lizvanu, you only have a right to sell to people from other cities. In other words, the Yom of the Shuk, the day they have the market, the people come from all over, there by the market you'll be allowed to sell. Now, Bahani Mili, when is it said, the Yom of the Shukah, only on the market day, that's when people come from other cities, so then we'll let you sell there. Below Yom of the Shukah, but not on the market day, then you have no right to sell your merchandise here in this city. Since you're not from this city, and there are other people selling things here like that, so at least like Master Gvul, you have no right to sell your merchandise here. Now, over Yom of the Shukah, even on the day of the market, Nami Loyal Moran also was only said, Ela Lizvuni Vishuka, only to sell there in the Shuk. Avali Adura Loy, but to go around to different people, go around to the city on the day of the Shuk, that you have no right. You only have a right to sell there at the Shuk itself to the people coming from other cities. But to go around in this city, you have no permission at all. Nothing more says, Hanu Amoroi, the IC Amro Lufum Nahoro. There are people that sell wool. Rashi says, Mechre Temer. Amaroi means people that sell wool. So they're coming, Anu Amaroi, the Asi Amr, they brought their wool, Lufum Nahara, to this city, Lufum Nahara. Is also B'nai Mosa. The people from the city came, and Komakvi Alavayu, they wanted to stop them from selling their goods. Again, we have people here in our city selling already the wool, so you have no right to bring in wool from outside. So also the Kaim of Rav Kana. They went in front of Rav Kana to ask him the Shiloh. Omalu, he said like this, Din Hudim Yakvi Alaycha. It's true, you have a right to stop him. You have a right to stop these people from bringing in and selling their wool from other places. Omru Levi said to him though, Islon Ashroi, listen, in this city, people owe us money that we sold to people on credit and they didn't pay us up yet. They didn't pay us up. So we're here now to collect our money. Omalu, so then, Rav Kana said back to him, that Zilu Zavnu Shiur, you have a right to sell things here to make enough profit, Chiyusaychu, in order to keep yourself alive, in order to keep them and have enough money to live on, Adiyak Riso Ashroi, Titchu, until you collected your debts. Once you collected the debts that people owe you, then you have to leave the town, you can't do business here anymore. But as long as you have to be here to collect your debts that people owe you, you have a right to make business, to keep yourself, to have enough money to live on. So you have to leave, so then you leave. Now, Rav Dimi min Hadoi, I see Groigeris Pesvina. Rav Dimi min Hadoi had a ship full of dried out dates that came into the city, gregress, dried out dates. Is omale resh galusa l'rava. So resh galusa said to Rava, listen, puku chazi, go test Rav Dima, and let's find out, e truma mirabonan hu, noked le shuka. If he's a truma mirabonan atamakochom, then we'll let him go and sell his stuff in the city. Rashi says, noked le shuka means hichris, shlayim chris via gregress elahu. Adrab, will make it very easy for him to sell his stuff. We'll like pronounce that nobody else should sell gregress today, and let him sell his stock. Since he's a tamakochom, we'll help him out. So the Reshlusha told Rava, go check out Rav Dimi. So Omalei Rava la Ravada Barava. So Rava said, by just the Talmud, Ravada Barava, Puk Tehelo Bekankanko. Let's look into this barrel. In other words, you check out Rav Dimi, see if he's a Talmud Chacham or not. Rashi says, Harechlo Bekankanoi, Em Yainu Em Chemitz. Go check and see if it smells like wine, like vinegar. Kalema, in other words, Batkul Delochus. Em Talmud Chacham Uem Lav. Go check out, so he told the Ravada, Barava, you go check out Rav Dimi to see if it's really a Talmud Chacham or not. So that one was Ozal, so he went out and he met him. Boy, mina yesen for Shiloh. Pil shebola kfifas mitzris. What's if an elephant swallowed a basket? Kfifas mitzris. Rashi says, sound the storm shall arova. A basket that was woven from arovis, from willows. So, vehekiyu. And then later the elephant swallowed it out and spit it out. Derech veisarei. It came out from his manure, from his junk. That's where it came out. So, ma, what's the halacha? Is it still called the kli to makabel tumor or not? Rashi, mi chos of kemuchol. Is it called like it got disintegrated already, digested already? That will like it gligololim. And so it's called like the manure coming out from an animal. It's not makabel tumor anymore. Or maybe no, since it came out now the same way the elephant swallowed it, it's still the same basket, maybe it's still called the kli, it would be makabel tumor. So now what's the locha? The Mar says, Lehevi biyodei, they did not know. So omale, so now Rashi Rav Dimi said to Ravad omale, mani rova. Who is rova? Rashi, mani rova means also who rova, the feature shoma rova shu godlier, the sova shu zeh, if you want to know if he was rova or not. So tofak le de sandale. So like Ravad Barava like hit him on his shoes. It was like a joke, as if to say, Omale, ben didi le Rava ikatuva. Listen, between me and Rava, there's a big difference. This is what Ravad Barava was saying back to Ravdimi. Between me and Rava, there's a big difference. Mi yo akorkoch ano rabko. That I am your Rebbe. That's what Ravdimi said. That's what Ravad Barava said to Ravdimi. And Varava, Rava the Rabko. And Rava is like my Rebbe. That's what he said to him. So the kids are, no, since Rav Dimi couldn't answer this question, so therefore, Lenoket Le Shuka, they did not give him the right to sell his merchandise in the streets, in the city. So, posted Gregorously Day, that often was Rav Dimi's dried out dates, like, rotted away. He couldn't sell them, so he lost out. Is also the kind of Rav Yosef. Then they came in front of Rav Yosef. All my life, Rav Yosef said, so Rav Dimi said to Rav Yosef, Chazi mar mayovedli. See what they did to me here. Omalei mandaloi shia liyuniyisa demalkad yedim. Like whoever does not take revenge for the yoinor, for the bad things they said about malkad yedim, lo nishaya liyuniyisecho. He won't take revenge either for what was bad done to you. Just see the pasuk says, koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pishay mayev, on three averis of mayev, vel abo leshirenu. And our poor people, I won't like the mekabel tshuva for them. Al sorfu atzmais melech edoim, that they burnt up the bones of melech edoim with sid into lime. So the kids are like, they were not, he says that they won't be meichel yield, they're not going to take revenge for yourself here. Yeah. So what happened was, noch nashe de ravada varava. In the meantime, ravada varava was nifter. That he was the one really that caused Rav Dimi the tzaras. He was the one that went to check out Rav Dimi to see if he was a Talmud Chacham or not. And he came back and he told him he wasn't. So Rav Adav Arava, the one that, like the Baikin, the one that checked him out, he died. The question is now, why did he die? Like, who was the cause of him to die? So Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Ano an Shisei. It's because of me that he died. I was the cause of him to die. Why? The anolitiyaisi. Because I like cursing. He was the one that said that when Ravimi came to Taina to Rav Yosef, how badly acted. So Rav Yosef gave back this klal of this curse to Rav Adav Arava. So Rav Yosef said it was because of him that he died. Now, Rav Dimi said no, Ano Anishite. It was because of me that he got punished. The absent Gregorus, Didi, because it was because of Rav Adav Arava that I lost my Gregorus. But Hashem is paying him back the fact that he caused me to lose my Gregorus. Abai Ram Rabbi said no, Ano Anishite. It was because of me that Rav Adav Arava died. The Yom Aluhula Rabbanan, because Rabbanan said, Ad Moigmisui Garme Beyabaya Suakla Bishra Shemena. Rashi says, the Yom Aluhula Rabbanan, Ad Gamrisui Garme Beyabaya, Sherogu Lemlo Tamidim. He used to tell his Tamidim, Ad Shatim Holchemetz Rabbaya, Ligroin. As some might claim Lumoich Lisaiva, like why are you going to a Bayez Yeshiva? Where are you going to learn and not be satisfied? So Achla Bishra Shemena Bei Rava. Come learn from the base of Medrash of Rava. There you learn much better. Trashi Boya Volamdu Halacha Tzuavos Mervachos Eitzer Rava. Go learn Torah better by Rava. He'll explain the halachas better. By him you'll come out satisfied. He'll hear a real good cheer. That's what they used to say. Yeah. That's what the Rabbanan used to say. So Abaye heard this. Now, so because the Rabbanan said this, like they said did about Abaye, and Mestam by says it was Rav Adav Arava that said it, so because they were making like fun of Abaye, that's why he died. Rabbam Rava says, no, I know I need to say, it's because of me that Rav Adav Arava died. When Rava used to go to the butcher to buy meat, Omulula tabkoi, Ano shatilna bisra, nikme shmaya the rava. That Rav Adav Arava, when he went to the butcher store, he used to tell the butcher, listen, serve me first before you serve the shliach of rava. The ano adifa mine, because I'm greater than him. The kids are like, because the rava a little bit caused that Rav Adav Arava showed off as like a big shot. You have to say he was saying that he's greater than rava. So a little bit rava had to do with the cause of this. Yeah. Taisa says, like Ano and Nishisa means let one call echad mehen hoyimisaimin. Each one felt bad. Shall yodoy meisavade? It was because of him that he died. Not really, they killed him, but because of what happened through a meisa with him that he died. Fighter Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Amar Ano and Nishay the Rav Nachman Ano and Nishisa. It's because of me that Rav Adav Arava died. What was the meisa? The Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Reish Kalahevi. He was the head of the Kala. He was the Rosh Hashiva in the times of the Kala. Rashi Doris for Rabbim and Shabbos. He used to give a drosha on Shabbos to the Rabbim. Now, Kol Yoyma, every day, every Shabbos, Mikmei denial of Kala before he went into the Kala to say a shir, Marayat Bahade Rav Adav Arava, Lishmaite. He used to like say over the shir first to Rav Adav Arava, for the eye of the Kala, and then he would go to say the shir for everybody. Hahu Yoyim, it happened one day, Noktur Rav Pop of Rav Huna Bren Rav Yeshua, the Rav Adav Arava, that Rav Pop and Rav Huna held back Rav Adav Arava, Mishum Bleihevei Bisyumei, because he wasn't by the seam they made, the Masechta Becheres. Omrulei, so they said to him, they said to Rav Adav Arava, that Rav Pop and Rav Huna Bren Rav Yeshua was not by the seam of Masechta Becheres. So when they met Rav Adav Arava, they asked him, what did they say over in Shir? What was said over by the seam? Omrulei, Eimalon, Hani Shmaitato, Demaisi Behema, Heche, Amrinu. Rava, how did Rava say over like the Shir? How did he say over by the seam? Tell us over what he said. So Omulu, so Rav Adav Arava told over to Rav Pop and Rav Huna, pray to Rabbi Shua, that Hochi Yama Rava, V'yochi Yama Rava, this is what Rava said by the Siyam when he said, when he finished off, Mesechta Mayim, Mesechta Becheres. So he told him over what he said then. Rashi says, Shmaita the Mayim, that means Perek Achron the Becheres. Rava Aminu, the Seifer the Pirko. And Rava was the one that made the Siyam learn the last blot of the Mesechta. So now, what happened was, Nogal and Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that Rav Adav Arava came late. It was getting late. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok was supposed to say a shir. And he usually said over the Shia to Rav Adam Rava, and Rav Adam Rava was delayed. He didn't make it there this time. For Lo Yossi, Rav Adam Rava, he didn't show up. Is Omru Le Rabbon Le Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. So the Talmidim in the Shia, like was telling the Rebbe Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Kum, get up now, it's time to say the Shia ready. The Nogulon, it's late. Loma Yosef Mar, how come you're waiting so much? Omale, he said, Yasiv Novakom, and Anta really asked the Rav Adam Rava. Like he was angry, like, why Rav Adam Rava didn't come? He wasn't able to stay over Shia Tin first, so he told over the Talmidim, though, I'm waiting, like, Oren of Rav Adam Rava, I'm waiting for his Oren to come here. In other words, I'm waiting for him to die, and his Kever, his Oren should come. And what happened was,